This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on our program for today is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he's with us on a regular basis to tell us what's going on in the Yancey County school system. And today, Dr. Little has a special guest. Welcome, Dr. Little.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate this opportunity. As always, there are lots of good things going on in the Yancey County school system. We have a number of initiatives in place that we are working toward to meet the needs of our children. One of the needs that we see is for a preschool experience for all of our kindergarten children before coming to kindergarten. To meet that need, we're looking at providing a classroom on wheels to go out into the very rural areas and provide this experience for children. I have with me today Marcia McKinney, who is a kindergarten teacher at Burnsville Elementary. And Marcia has a vision for what we need to do to meet this need for our children, and she's spearheading a committee who is working on this project. So, Marcia, I'd like for you to tell our listeners a little bit about the project and where we are with it and the direction we're going.
Well, we began looking at the mobile preschool around 9 years ago, and finally it's becoming realistic now. We are to the point where the Yancey County Board of Education has donated a mobile or a school bus for us to renovate into a mobile preschool classroom. And we've actually titled our program The Busy Bees, and that stands for Believing, Understanding, Supporting Our Youth Through Building Early Educational Skills, which are utmost important to kids entering kindergarten now that our standards have been set so much higher. And right now we do have, as I say, a bus ready for renovation, and now we're looking into different funding prospects. We have one request going to Smart Start for Children, and that request has been prepared and ready to be submitted. And also we have another team who is looking into the Governor's Crime Commission for funding to support this. We'll be able to reach out to around 72 four-year-olds in different areas of the county. We plan on 6 sites, and each site will be determined by the number of in demand to serve those four-year-olds. If there's an area where four-year-olds, there aren't enough four-year-olds to fill the 12 slots, then we'll reach down to three-year-olds.
Marcia, I understand that in meeting with the committee, one of our big stumbling blocks right now is to provide the heating and cooling systems on the bus. And if I remember correctly, the estimate on that is about $20,000. We're looking at grant money to fund the teaching position, and then we're hoping to do the remodeling of the bus through our vocational program and then obtain extra supplies that they might have from our current kindergarten classrooms. As far as the $20,000 that we need to heat and cool the bus, what are you working on in that area?
We're going to be looking at community support. We will be coming around. We'll have a PowerPoint presentation made available to communities and organizations that hopefully will look into supporting this project. That is our next hurdle to cross, is, of course, getting this installed into the bus. And since we have so many other avenues of things that people are willing to help us out financially, we've just got to cross this hurdle first. So we will be setting up meetings within the community.
I understand also that there's about a 2-week turnaround. Once we come up with the money to do the heating and cooling, we can get that taken care of in about 2 weeks. So the thing that's holding us up is we really need some corporate sponsors to help fund this area, and hopefully then we can get that taken care of by the time school starts in the fall. We feel that there's a real need for this. Being a former kindergarten teacher myself many, many years ago, I know that there is a need for the pre-kindergarten experience. What type of need is there in Yancey County? Do you have a handle on maybe the percent of students that come to us without this experience?
A couple of years ago, we found that it was standing around 46% of the kindergarten kids that were in need. This past year, it had dropped to 45, so that is still a pretty high number of kids needing a hands-on and experience in early childhood educational skills. We feel this is extremely important in filling that gap.
I really appreciate the work that's being done on this project as well as other projects. On this particular project, Greta Reith, who is with Smart Start, is helping and to write a grant to help fund this program. Shane Casta at Burnsville Elementary School has just written a grant that I signed off on today. We have a lot of people who do a lot of work in order to get these type funding sources. We do not have a grant writer for our school system, so we are really dependent on people who are willing to spend time working on grants in the evenings and on weekends. We have pulled a huge amount of money in, Steve, in various areas to meet needs that we have by tapping into grant sources, and we hope to continue to do that.
And we wish you much success in your project. Our guest for Close Up today, Marcia McKinney, kindergarten teacher at Burnsville Elementary, and Dr. Tom Little, superintendent of Yancey County Schools. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.